Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. I am excited, and I got some good news for you. Good news. First of all, I want to say welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We welcome you. And if you're returning to this podcast, you've been here before, welcome back. We welcome you. We're always glad when you come to this podcast. So let me just explain a little bit about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. You can expect a word of encouragement, because we believe here that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So whenever you come here, that's exactly what you can expect, a word of encouragement. Now, and what we expect from you is that you share the podcast. Let people know we're here. Tell them what you found interesting, what you found helpful, what worked for you from the podcast. And if you have something you'd like to share with us, because we're all about quality of life here, improvement in our own personal quality of life. That's what we're about here. So if you have something you believe would be helpful to us, we want you to share that. You can email us. We have an email address, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. So please email us. And if you got questions, if you ever need prayer, want to talk to us specifically, just email us and give us a good email address so we can contact you. We'll set something up. We have access to conference lines. We can work that out. We also want you to know here on this podcast, we believe in God. We know that's everyone's free will of choice. Everyone does not believe in God, but here we do. And we base everything we do on the written word of God. A tool that we use, a tool is BibleGateway.com. We recommend that to you because we recommend that everyone read the Bible for themselves. If you go to that particular website, BibleGateway.com, you will find a number of various translations of the Bible. You can just pick one that works for you, that speaks to you, and read it as much as you want. Now, we use it pretty much every day because we encourage it. And we used it earlier today, so it was free still today. So we invite you and just refer you there if you want more information about the written word of God, because we base everything we do here on the written word of God. But we suggest you read it for yourself. Now, also we ask that you look through the library of episodes of this podcast, because they build on each other. We recognize we can't tell you everything in just one segment, so we refer you back to the library. Just pick the ones that speak to you and listen as much as you want, and then, of course, let us know. Now, we base everything we do here on the written word of God, yet we share from the personal experience that we've had in our life. We're not telling you, or I'm not telling you about things that someone told me. I'm sharing with you situations and circumstances that I've actually experienced, that I've lived through. I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So I've been around a while, and I've learned some things. I can make some comparisons. I've lived through situations. I don't say going through, I say live through, because that shows victory. And I believe in victory 100% all the way around because of what I believe. I base and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he died for me on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave for my justification. And I read the Word of God to understand more and more on a daily basis what that means for me. So I know what I'm entitled to. And I expect it, and I live it out. I walk it out. So I'm referring you there and just giving you the benefit of things I've learned. And sharing with you this week and finding out what I should share from you, I believe I'm to share relationship is personal. Relationships are personal. Relationships, personal relationships, are something that we choose. And God gives everybody free will of choice. You heard me say that I believe in God, but everybody doesn't. And I understand that's their right. You don't have to believe. It's your choice, free will of choice. I recommend God because I've only had the very best experiences from my relationship with Him. So I recommend it to you because I'm about quality of life. I'm an encourager. That's my lane. And I recognize my relationship with God, my choosing to believe God, is personal. It is. I also do a radio broadcast, Let Go, Let God, Grace Multiplied, Let Go, Let God. You'll see that too if you found this podcast, if you look for that one. You have the opportunity. That's giving all the scriptures that I base everything on, you know, having read them. So in my personal relationship with God, I'm excited because I know it was designed just for me. Because there is a place in His Word where He says that He knows me intimately. He knows me. And I've learned just from my personal relationship with Him that He is the only one that truly knows me. Because He knows every thought that's in my head is written, and that He knows every word that I'm going to say before it comes out of my mouth. Yet He gives me the choice as to how I want to think and feel about certain things. And He doesn't hold that against me, which I think is wonderful. Because I recognize, I know personally, I can't hide from God. I've only benefited from my personal relationship with God. I've only benefited from understanding what His original intentions were for me. I've only benefited from knowing, as He wrote in His Word, that when Jesus died for me on the cross, everything that He had now belongs to me. He's explained in His Word how I can receive it, how I can be open to it, how I can participate in the victory of His cross and benefit. And just let me know that it's private for me, it's individual. How He individually expresses Himself through me. He individually expresses all the good for me. And I understand it better. And it helps me to understand relationships with others better. How to establish relationships. Who to establish relationships with. What is the state of affairs between me and people that I establish relationships with. I've learned how to look for certain characteristics in His Word, characteristics that I want to see in relationships, and how to notice characteristics of how I'm being transformed. Because in another place He says in His Word, when I allow Him into every situation in my life, when I just think on Him, when I just turn to Him, whenever I look at Him or whenever I look in His Word, that's my faith. That's just really, you know, giving Him the honor and the due respect in the relationship. Looking for Him to guide and direct me, which He will. Looking for Him to shed light, you know, on areas that need more light so I can understand better. So I can live more victory in my life. Helping me to understand the relationship, the personal relationship between the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and myself. To help me to understand what the kinship is. When He imputed, when His righteousness was imputed to me. How to use and receive and allow His wisdom. To know that I'm sanctified, I'm set aside to benefit from His original intention for my life. It's wonderful. That all comes in my personal relationship with Him. It's private. It's just for me. It's uniquely for me because he understands me. He understands what I need. I had someone ask me, they were inferring certain things pertaining to male and female relationship, and they were asking me what I needed and what I like to see when I'm in relationship with people. And I just said, basically, I like to see Jesus in them. And that's what I like to see. Because if you have those personal characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ, then I know you're going to love me right. I know you're going to treat me right. I know you're going to provide for me what you believe would be best for me, because that's what I get from Jesus. When I ask you if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's your personal choice. And if you tell me yes, then of course, I know how to go to the Lord. I know how to pray. I know what to ask for because you've opened your heart. You've allowed him into your life individually. And I know he can work through the spirit that's working in me of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the same spirit that will be working through you as the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that that'll be okay. I know that relationship will be based on that kinship of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that the character, our assigned character of the Lord Jesus Christ will come through. I know it'll then be a personal state of affairs that we will be participants really in love, because God is love. And we will take whatever that particular participation is, whatever our part is, it's only going to work for the best. Because in another place in his word, he said, all things work together for good for those that love him and are the called according to his purpose. And I know if we agree on Christ, if we're party to the character of Christ, and we submit to our role in it and function from our role, from the wisdom of the Christ mind in us, it's only going to be the best. That relationship has not just become personal in a horizontal way. It won't just become personal that way. It's more personal in a vertical way, because we'll each get exactly what we need in relationship from him. Exactly what we need. So, even though it's private, even though it will belong to us as individuals, we know to whom we'll serve. We know how it'll be served up specifically from the Christ mind. We know that. And it'll be especially uniquely designed exactly as it should be, because he promised in another place in his word to supply all of our need. Individual, it is personal. All of our need he promised to supply. So we know that it is personal. Having a personal relationship with God is a choice, yes, because he gives us their free will choice. But he gives us the opportunity to draw near, to be in relationship with him, established in an individual way, in a private way, that's just for us. That's the good news. And we can learn how to draw from that on a daily basis, how to lean into that on a daily basis. Those days when you're just not really understanding everything you see around you, well, you know that you can just count God faithful, which is what I do. When I don't know what to do, when I haven't got complete clarity, I understand how to rest in the clarity that I have for now, expecting the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ mind, to be magnified in my body temple, transforming me into his image, as he said, from glory to glory, from honor to honor. And the more that I'm transformed, I will receive more light on the subject. I will receive the illumination. Though it be private, whatever it is, it belongs to me. And whatever God tells you belongs to you, because you're the only one that can hear God where you are in your personal individual relationship place with him. Yet, we can see, when we look, we can see spiritually, and we can see the hand of God working in our lives and in the lives of others. We recognize and we know what we're looking at. When you have that in-depth personal relationship with God, you will know what you're looking at, because that Holy Spirit in you will quicken you, will quicken your understanding. And all we have to do is stay in his presence, because he promised to answer us. He promised to supply all of our need according to his riches and glory. So we know that whatever we are not, God is. We know that whenever we don't understand, we can ask God. And if we stay there with him, if we read his word, he says his words are life to those that find them and health to all of their flesh. He lets us know that he has sent his word to us. He has sent his word out, and he has said his word is going to perform into the thing to which he sent it. And he sent his word to us, so his word is going to perform in us. We know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, so that causes us to be in right standing with him. And we know he said in another place in his word that he would withhold no good thing from us, so we can trust him. He told us in another place to trust in him with all of our heart. Trust is the basis of our personal relationship with God. We've learned how to trust him. He said, trust in him with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. We trust him. He said, when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he directs our paths. He shows us which way to go. And when we know who it is that's showing us the way, how do we know? Because we can follow the peace. We can follow the peace. When he gives us an answer, we can choose based on the peace that we receive from the personal, individual relationship with him that's been made just for us. We know that. It's the state of affairs that we experience with the Lord through personal relationship, through that kinship. Hallelujah. And we love it. We love it. It's the absolute best. It belongs to us. We receive it. It's individual. And it's served up to us in a way that we can receive it, because God knows us. And he will never. He said that the things that we experience in this realm are things that are common to mankind. But he said with every temptation, and that's what he called the things that we experience in this realm, with every temptation, he will provide us a way of escape. And our way of escape is the comfort that we have from our personal relationship with the Lord. I hope I've said something that will be helpful to you. Remember, email me if you want more information. God bless.